Right, well, joining me now is Tom Scargill, who reports on FC Halifax Town for the Courier. Tom, must have been a very busy night for yourself. Plenty of rewrites in the end.
It was, yeah. I mean, the first game on the Saturday was the exact opposite. You know, you're struggling for things to write about, really. 0-0, very dull game. But it was just, I mean, it got off to a fairly slow start. But once it got going, it was just, rewrite after rewrite, really. Halifax looked dead and buried, 2-1 down. Get a last-minute equaliser and then scored very quickly in extra time. It was just kept on coming and coming. Won into like a basketball game at times, really, and then the drama of penalties at the end. So it was fantastic to watch.
I was going to say, and even the penalty shootout was really dramatic, with both sides having an advantage, and in the end, FC Halifax Town able to take full advantage and get through.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite... I don't think I've had many penalty shootouts covering Halifax Town, because they don't really... not known for the cup runs, but yeah, it was. It's the only way the two sides could be separated in the end. They just couldn't pull away from each other, no matter what they did. So penalties was the only way they could decide it. And even, like you say, even the penalties, it took to 5-4, and there were misses and saves and some really good penalties as well. So it was a fitting way to end it, really. Even the penalty shootout was packed with drama.
And looking at it, I mean, the work Jim Harvey's done has to be applauded, doesn't it? Because they looked dead and buried when he took over as temporary manager. Now he's there full time and they've got a chance to stay up and also a chance to be at Wembley in a few months' time.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the assistant manager under Darren Kelly, under the previous manager. And the difference since he's taken over has been like night and day. You know, something like a 13-game unbeaten run, beating teams like Grimsby, Dover since he's taken over. And you know, Gateshead themselves going for a playoff place, no mean feat to go there and knock them out. It's a fantastic result. I mean, for the club to be 2 games away from Wembley now is a fantastic achievement. First time they've ever reached the semi-finals of the FA Trophy, so there's a lot to be proud of for Jim Harvey since he's taken over.
And looking at the main changes, I mean, I've seen him play once or twice under Darren Kelly and Neil Aspin and then once or twice under Jim Harvey. I've always felt that Jim Harvey sorted the defence out. Do you feel that that's played a big part in it?
Absolutely. I think there's been a bit of a back-to-basics approach under Jim Harvey. He's looked at what the squad's capable of, I think, and he's instilled that in them that there's no frills about it. Don't get me wrong, I mean, when they beat Grimsby 4-2 the other week, they played some fantastic football, played them off the park. You'll get other games on the flip side of that, like a 2-0 defeat at Braintree where they were quite poor. So they're not going to be world beaters all of a sudden, of course they're not, but he's got them organised. They're clearly playing for him. They're working incredibly hard, and like I say, it's been a back-to-basics approach in a way, and it's worked.
And looking at it in the semi-final, I mean, FC Halifax Town go into this favourites to get to Wembley, but it's going to be no easy feat because Nantwich Town have beaten the likes of Bradford Park Avenue. They've beaten teams who are above them anyway.
And Dover as well in the last round. What a fantastic result that was for them. I think Nantwich are in a great position. Nobody expects them to go through. Like you say, Halifax are favourites. They can just go into it without any pressure. Halifax are expected to get through. They're the favourites. It'll certainly be very interesting. I think if Halifax, they've got the second leg at home, which could be a big plus for them if they could maybe get a draw in the first leg, get a big crowd in for this year for the second leg. It's very, very exciting. A big carrot for both teams to be, you know, 180 minutes away from Wembley.
And obviously, though, for FC Halifax Town, they've got to now concentrate on the league as well because they're still in a position where they need to be picking up quite a few points.
Yeah, they're in a perilous position. They've been under the unbeaten run under Jim Harvey, it looked as though they were kind of preparing to pull away from the bottom four, but they've maybe just stumbled a little bit in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So they're right in the thick of that relegation battle. Big games coming up. Southport, they've just beaten Dover recently as well, so that won't be easy. They've got Altrincham still to play, Boreham Wood. Got some difficult games as well, like the Dover still to play away, Bromley coming up. They've got a lot of games. The FA Trophy run has meant that a few league games have been pushed back, so it's going to be touch and go. I think Jim's told me more than once that it could go down to the wire, and I think he's right. It's going to be nerve-wracking right to the end, I think.